Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I got my war clothes on
in the army of the Lord.
To be back here on Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. For those in the listening area, Leah and I are with Hazak Ministries, and our ministry was started with the vision to bring hope, healing, and encouragement to those who've lost a loved one.
The word Hazak is a Hebrew word. It means to make or be strong, to strengthen, to sustain, to support, and to encourage. We hope that you, our listeners, will be encouraged with our message this morning.
So before we get started, Leah, why don't you pray for us this morning?
I would love to. Heavenly Father, we just lift up today to you. We lift up this show. We pray a special prayer for Montel and for Reaching Out Radio, praying against any technical difficulties or any demonic powers in the airwaves. We also lift up her mother to you and pray, Lord, for a swift healing, Father. And also, Lord, we pray for her father as well. Thank you, Lord, that you are a God of families. Amen.
Well, greetings from the hill in New Ulm, Texas.
Good morning, y'all.
Well, before we get started, Lee and I just like to share with you a couple of important reminders with regards to our topic and our discussion this morning.
Our hope and prayer is that this show would be informational, educational, and then it would provide you, the listener, with some great ideas to help you in your daily walk with the Lord. So, Brian, let's get started.
Well, first off, looking back in Jewish history for this date, in 1772, following the partition of Poland, that means dividing up the land, which gave the Russians a large unwanted population, their ruler, Catherine the Great, issued an order that read, Jewish communities residing in the towns, cities, and territories now incorporated in the Russian Empire shall be left to the enjoyment of all of those liberties with regard to the religion and property which they at present possess.
You know, Brian, that's interesting because so many times the Jews have been persecuted terribly over the years, and I just realized how much they've been struggling.
Well, you know, you're right. And I am always amazed that when I find information like this, because we have to remember that we too, as Christians, have had similar struggles as well. And even more importantly, that we see those struggles gaining on us even today.
Well, I did some digging on American history.
Okay, so what did you find for today, for August the 11th?
Well, this will show you where my mind is. In 1886, the very first roller rink opened in Newport, Rhode Island.
Wow, just think, skating and dating all at the same time.
You bet.
So, Leah, did you find another interesting bit of history for us for this week?
Well, yeah. They say that when God gives you an idea, suddenly you blink and the light comes on.
Okay, so let me see. Are you saying this is when the light bulb was first invented?
Oh, gosh, no. Thomas Edison did that in 1879. However, in 1896, Harvey Hubble got a patent for the first electric light bulb socket with a pull chain.
Wow, a pull chain. So, man, that was pretty interesting. So I guess this is where the old line started from about yanking somebody's chain, huh?
Okay. So, did you find a song for us today? I didn't hear it at the beginning of the program.
Well, Elvis Presley did release a song called Don't Be Cruel in 1956. And I knew if I asked you if I could sing the song on the air, you would have said, Brian, don't be cruel. Just keep silent.
You know me so well, and I know how you sing. But did you find anything else?
Well, yep, I did. Here's another neat thing. In 1909, the very first SOS was used by an American ship called the Arapaho, and it was used during a distress call off of Cape Hatteras in North Carolina.
Okay. You know, there may be some listeners out there who have no idea what an SOS is. Can you explain it to them?
Well, sure. It is commonly held that SOS is an acronym for Save Our Ship, and thus often written S.O.S. But in truth, SOS is not an acronym for anything. It is why it is incorrect to put any full stops between each letter. But before we had phones and internet, ships would use a telegraph to send messages back to one another and to the land. And when in danger or distress would happen, the keypad operator would tap out a signal with a series of dots and dashes that said SOS.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
And here's another one just for you.
Oh, boy, you're smirking. I'm afraid to ask.
Well, the wife of the creator of the SOS cleaning pads thought that SOS signal, which stood for Save Our Ships, she said that it inspired her to rename her husband's cleaning pads, which were called SOS, which she said stood for Save Our Saucepans.
Now that was funny.
And lastly on this date, for you Green Bay Packer fans, in 1919, the football club was founded by Curly Lambeau, and it was named after the company that he worked for. And they were the sponsor of the company, and that name was the Indian Packing Company, located none other than in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Thus, they would become known later as the Green Bay Packers.
So, Brian, changing the subject here, what are we sharing with our listeners today?
Well, today we're going to be sharing about part four of Armor Up.
Okay, I am armored up and ready for our study this week. Last week was just amazing.
I know, these past 3 weeks have just really been incredible. So before we begin, why don't we bring our listeners up to speed with where we are now, Leah?
I will do that. We are studying Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. The first week we read through verses 10 through 13.
And what did we share with our listeners that week, Leah?
We discussed about being strong in the Lord.
Yes, we did. And then we shared about putting on the full armor of God. And we shared this, that to put on conveys the idea of permanence, indicating that armor should be the Christian's sustained and long-term attire.
And after that, we really talked about the schemes of the devil and what we needed to be aware of, and that we are to resist the devil.
Ah, resist the devil! And then we covered Ephesians chapter 6, and we looked at verses 13 through 15.
And I shared that we needed to break it down into some simple parts first.
That's right. And that simple part first was that we have to have the belt or the gird of truth.
And second, the breastplate of righteousness.
And third were the shoes or the sandals for your feet.
And last week we covered verse 16.
Boy, did we ever. And we shared about taking up the shield of faith and how that shield is there that is used to protect us or to give us safety.
And you know, you talked about caring for the shield with oil to keep it soft and flexible because it was made of animal skins.
That's right, it was. And then I shared that our faith is like that shield, that it needs to be oiled daily, and that this oil is the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah. We came to the end of that verse by learning to repel all the flaming arrows of Satan and his evil followers.
Boy, isn't that the truth. And we finished out the study last week about talking about the helmet of salvation, and that helmet was there to protect our mind.
And our last part of the study concluded with using the sword of the Spirit, and that sword is the weapon of the Holy Spirit.
Boy, is it ever. And we then wrapped up the study with this great reminder that as soldiers in God's army, we need to be trained in handling that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
So what do we have planned for today, Brian?
Well, today we're going to finish up the study with looking at verses 18 through 20.
Once again, this is going to be really fun.
Okay, well, here's a new twist. So, Leah, why don't you get us started?
I'd love to. So, everyone, grab your Bibles, or if you're on your computer or have your iPad with you, turn to your favorite Bible program or website link. Then turn to Ephesians chapter 6, starting with the 18th verse.
And again, we'd like to remind our listeners out there that we're going to be using the New American Standard Bible version unless we have found a different translation to use. So, Leah, it's all yours.
Thank you, Brian. Verse 18 reads as follows, "With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints."
So let's take a closer look at this verse, and just a reminder for those who are learning to read their Bible, this is really important for you to remember. You've got to look at each one of the words in the scripture verses. That means that you've got to look at every if, and, or, but, and so that we can learn to understand what God is trying to teach us in His Word. With that said, Leah, what does that word prayer mean?
The word prayer is, number one, a reverent petition made to God, and number two, the act of making a reverent petition to God, a belief in the power of prayer, and lastly, and it's an act of communion with God, such as in a time of devotion or confession or praise or thanksgiving.
And now that word prayer in Hebrew is tefillah, and it means prayer. It means to pray a prayer, or it's a house of prayer, And here was something really cool. Did you know that this word was used 77 times in the King James Bible? So, Leah, could I get you to read a passage for us? I want you to look up Psalms chapter 69, verse 13, and could you read that for us this morning?
I'd love to. I'm going to read this verse from the New International Version. So, in Psalm 69, verse 13, it says, "But I pray to you, Lord, in the time of your favor, in your great love, O God, answer me with your sure salvation."
Oh, thank you, my bride. And so while we're talking about prayers this morning, Leah, how do you think we should think of our prayer when we pray?
I'm reminded of this great passage from Psalm 141, verse 2. This is how I feel that our prayers should be when we pray before the King. We should say something like, "May my prayer be counted as incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as the evening offering."
Oh, I just love that passage. And you know, listeners, we need to remember that our prayers, they're just not requests to God. You know, give me this, give me that, and give me that other thing I want.
You're correct, Brian. But I want to talk about the next word, petition.
Well, okay, it's all yours.
Okay. I looked up that word and found several definitions, but I want to keep it simple for our listeners today.
Simple. I'm all for that.
Yeah. So this word petition means a solemn supplication or request, a formal written document requesting a right or a benefit, a formal application seeking a court's intervention and action on a matter, or to make a request, especially formally.
And in Hebrew, that word is baha, and it means to ask, to seek, or to request. It also is to desire, to pray, and to make a petition, and to ask and to seek favor.
I just love how the Apostle Paul shared how we should pray. This is from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I'm going to read from the New International Version. "I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people."
And, you know, we had shared earlier about making things simple. And I want to read this same passage to you from the Message Bible. And again, we're reading in 1 Timothy chapter 2, but the Message goes from verse 1 through 3. And what was really unique when I was looking it up this past week, at the very beginning of the verse, it says this: "Call these verses the simple faith and plain truth." And here's how it reads: "The first thing I want you to do is pray. Pray every way you know how for everyone that you know. Pray especially for rulers and their governments to rule well, so that we can be quietly about our business of living simply."
Oh, yeah.
"In humble contemplation. And this is the way that our Savior God wants us to live."
Well, Brian, didn't you find something cool from Dr. Constable as well?
Well, I did. For this particular series, we looked at Dr. Thomas I. Constable. And he's got a great website that's called Sonic Light.
Yes.
That number, again, if you want to write it down, is www.soniclight.com. And he's devoted a great deal of his time into the scriptures and compiling his notes and pulling them together with other commentaries of other writers and of people who have authored books. And he's put all of these commentaries together in one place, and he does it for every book in the Bible. It is awesome. But here's something that he shared. He said, "We should be in constant prayer in preparation for our spiritual battles. And as we engage our enemy," he said in Romans 8:26, "that the Spirit prays for us and enables us to pray as he enables us to do everything else."
And I saw this on one of your notepads, and I'd like to share this.
Okay.
It was a quote by Francis Fulks. It says, "Man very easily takes his difficulties to his fellows instead of to God."
Now, that was very powerful. How often do we find ourselves running to someone else for advice or thinking that we can figure it out all on our own without going before God?
Oh, yeah. That's right, Brian. And then we get into trouble because we try it our way as opposed to waiting on Him to give us the answer.
You know, and I'm reminded that in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, here is another simple reminder. We are told to pray without ceasing.
You know, there have been several times in my life when I was praying without ceasing, for sure. And we are to pray believing and to take those prayers and petitions to the Father. In John 14, verses 13 and 14 from the NIV, it says, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it."
You know, and I wanted to share with this little story that I just read also this past week online. It says that during World War II, an officer was briefing his men on how to take a certain objective. And he demonstrated to them the manner in which that they needed to hug the ground so as to stay below the enemy fire. He later told them in conclusion, he said, "If you advance on your knees, you will always be safe." You know, and we need to fight for God against the enemy through prayer. And as someone once said, a man is never taller than when he's on his knees.
Now that was powerful. Well, here's one for you to remember. It's simple and easy. I like those kind. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees.
Oh, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And as Paul had shared, he said, "With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit." And then he finished with this, that we are to be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. And again, I found this really great passage that Dr. Constable had to say. He said, "In addition to praying for our own needs, we should also, as good soldiers, keep alert to the needs of other fellow soldiers, namely all the saints. We must not fail them, but pray for them persistently with all perseverance."
Wow. I'd like to finish out the scripture passage about praying in the Spirit. And I think the best way is to let the scriptures give us some instructions.
That would be good.
So here, the Apostle Paul gives us that answer in Romans 8, verses 26 and 27, from the NIV is what I'm reading from now. "In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God."
Well, Leah, then why don't you just go ahead and read our next verse for us?
Okay. This is chapter 6, verse 19 of Ephesians. "And pray on my behalf, that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth, to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel."
That was great. So, let me ask you, what do you think that word utterance means?
I'm sorry. I looked this up in the dictionary, and it's the act of uttering or using vocal expression, the power of speaking, speech, as long as I have utterance, the manner of speaking, like argued with forceful utterance, something uttered or expressed, a statement.
Now, that same word utterance in Hebrew is motzah, and it is an act or a place of going out, or to issue, or to export, or to source, or to spring, or a going forth. And it can be way out, and it also means to exit.
Jeremiah 17:16 talks about utterance when we are talking to God. "But as for me, I have not hurried away from being a shepherd after you, nor have I longed for the woeful day. You yourself know that the utterance of my lips was in your presence."
And I also want to share that with our listeners that word utterance in the Greek is the word stema. It means the mouth as part of the body of a man, of an animal, or a fish. I thought that was strange, a fish. But since the thoughts of man's soul find verbal utterance by his mouth, the heart or the soul and the mouth are distinguished as the edge of a sword.
Now that was pretty cool.
And it seems like you read something else to me this past week. Did you have another scripture for us on this area?
Yes, I do. In Luke 21, verse 15, it reads, "For I will give you utterance and wisdom, which none of your opponents will be able to resist or refute."
You know, I'm reminded that this passage also talks about how we can depend upon God to give us the words that we need at a moment's notice.
Yep.
Especially in time of trouble or distress. And I want to read this same passage to you from the Message Bible. And it says, and this is Luke 21:15. It says, "But before any of this happens, they'll arrest you. They'll hunt you down and they'll drag you into court and jail. And it will suddenly go from bad to worse. Dog eat dog, everyone at your throat, because you carry my name. You'll end up on the witness stand and call to testify. Make up your mind right now not to worry about it. I'll give you the words and the wisdom that will reduce all of your accusers to stammers and stutters."
And especially Satan.
Amen.
Our enemy and accuser who comes against us every day.
And I also want to share with us that we are to be bold in our speech, and we are to be bold in our testimony to others. You know, we're to speak with the powerful word of God. And if you're in front of people bringing a message, you are to bring God's word. Otherwise, if we don't bring God's word, we're just another stranger with a story to tell.
Amen.
So, brother, preach it, brother.
And I loved reading this passage from Dr. Constable's notes this week, especially when he wrote, "The only thing worth preaching and listening to is the word of God."
Amen.
That narrows it down, doesn't it? Paul wants to preach the word, wants us to preach the word, sorry, but nothing but the word. And so any pastor who attempts to lead a church today should do that. If we are not preaching the word, we might as well sit down and be quiet because we have nothing of substance to say.
Boy, that was awesome. Now that rocks, Leah.
And we'll finish with this passage from Ephesians 6, verse 20. For which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly, as I ought to speak. That was Paul speaking when he was in prison, again.
And I want to share with our listeners that sometimes in life, we're going to find ourselves writing down our thoughts or ideas at weird times and places.
Oh boy, I know you do. Sometimes it's in the middle of the night and you grab a pen, turn on a light, and write something down, waking me up. And then at other times, you get up in the middle of the night and go downstairs and start typing on the computer.
Guilty on both counts, my dear.
And at even other times, while we are driving down the road, you tell me, "Oh yeah, write this down."
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay, because I know that the Lord has given you something powerful to share with others for a future time and place.
Thank you, my bride. So, speaking of writing, in this passage, in verse 20, Paul is actually sitting in prison.
Well, wasn't there something special about how he was chained up?
Oh, yeah. He was chained up between two guards. I don't know about you, but if you watch enough movies, you see people that are in jail. They're either in by themselves or they're in there with another person or a bunch of people milling around. But in this case, Paul was actually chained up between two Roman guards.
So he wasn't just there by himself.
No. He was there. He had some friends there with him. So anyway, get this. Paul was there. Why? Because he had been preaching the gospel.
And you know, it hits my hits me that he may have been preaching the gospel to those two guards chained to him.
Oh, you know Paul, he was.
A captive audience,
that's
right?
That's it. They're chained up and no place to go.
Well, I like what Dr. Constable said in this verse. Paul was in heavenly places, but he was also in earthly confinement.
And like Paul, we want to be bold in our utterance and speech, and to have courage to present the gospel to others.
Amen. We need to share our testimony and the good news everywhere we go.
So we have to learn to be soldiers in God's army, as that song so aptly told at the beginning of the hour. Our testimony in preaching God's word is warfare, and it is a battle against Satan and all of his minions. We need to learn how to fight the good fight.
Yes.
And we fight that fight through prayer.
Amen, brother.
And when we preach, be passionate, be bold, and be precise in our speech, and be strong. Yes, as they say in Hebrew, be chazak. So before you go and get out into the battlefield this week, remember, your battle cry should be, it's time to armor up.
Thank you, Brian. And now, back to you, Montel.
Amazing job, as always. I appreciate Brian and Leah so much, and I needed this word myself today. I know many of you know what our family's enduring with my mother, but God sure has molded her to be a warrior, and we've been armoring up, and we've been praying faithfully in circles around her bed, outside, laying hands on her, and we're trusting God for her, and praise God that she's finally been able to eat after 6 months. The last 2 days, she's eaten food she hasn't been able to eat for a long time, and she's gained 3 pounds, and I encourage people in the darkest hour, look to the things that you see God doing. Don't focus on what man says. Look to the glory of God and the things that he is doing and hold on to his word. As I was praying for my mother the other day, I put my hands upon her, and she's so tiny, and I'm not used to when I touch my mom or hug her, feeling her so small because she hasn't been able to have nutrients in her body or been able to eat. And as I laid my hands on my mom and I started spraying in the spirit and I was speaking to God, I asked God, I said, Father God, I said, bring my mom some encouragement. I said, start to bring nutrients to these muscles, to these bones, to her body. I said, next time they weigh her, let her weigh 2 pounds or gain 2 pounds. And then when they weighed her the next time, she exactly had gained 2 pounds. And my mom and I were so excited in that because that's how I directly prayed, and that's exactly how much she prayed. I want to encourage everyone. In your darkest hour, know that he's going to be the light that's going to be shining the way. Lean on God and his understanding, not your own, because he's already walked ahead and he knows the way.
Amen.
And I thank God. This actually brought our family closer, and some people that in my family that had hurt my mom with things they said, it's opened their eyes. And God's been speaking to my mom's spirit, and one of the most powerful things he told my mother, because it's hard when the word cancer gets spoken upon you, that's something hard to take in. And my mom's been a Christian all of her life, a very faithful woman of God. But she was trying to get understanding, and we had a prayer circle around her bed with two dear pastor friends of ours that's been in the ministry 40 years, and he himself is a miracle. But my mom had been asking God, help me to understand what's going on. Why is this happening? And as we was praying around the bed and we felt the mighty presence of God, God come and he spoke to my mom, and my mom shared the word, and he said, my daughter, he said, you know me, you love me, you trust in me, and you know I am able. He said, there are many that are around you that are caring for you that don't know that I am the great I am. He said, through you, they're going to see that in the work that I am going to do. And
Amen.
That encouraged my mom so much. And that's me knowing, as they say, what the devil meant for evil, God will make it good, because it's not God that brings those things upon us. And so many want to blame God. It's things in the world and the devil himself. But God does turn situations around. We have answers. We know now why my mom couldn't eat. We are waiting on biopsy results. And hopefully they'll be in today. And she's got to have surgery ahead. But in it all, we are staying strong. We're holding on to his word, and we're marching forth. And I'm trying to keep the word going forth here on Reaching Out Radio, because these messages are so important for so many others to receive and to hear, because it's been the word of God and the prayers of precious people like Brian and Leah. It meant so much to my dad when you guys called the hospital. He never got to speak to you. He said, that's one of the most amazing people I've ever spoke to in my life. That meant so much to my family. And I thank God for people he brings in our life. And that's one thing. When you're in the family of God, they're going to be there for you more so a lot of times than your own family will. And I thank God for my family in Christ. Just keep praying for us all. Keep praying for direction. That's why I tell my mom, we're going to wait on God. We're going to trust in God. And anything negative, I tell my mom, we're just closing our ears. And we're going to believe in God's word and what he spoke in our life. And we're working on that book, Her Journey of Faith. And we're taking notes. And my mom and I are going to write together. And we believe there's going to be healing in this book. And it's going to encourage people. But I wanted to take time today to come home. I love Brian and Leah's show. Their message is powerful. And the word, I needed to hear the word myself today. And my mom was understanding that. And then I'm going to get ready to go back to the hospital. But I love each and every one. I sat at the hospital the other night, and it's tears of joy when I cry. And I was able to show my mom on Facebook all the prayers going up for her and all the declaration of healing, all the love going forth. And it brought such joy to her and such encouragement. She's like, all those people are praying for me. I was like, yes, Mom, all around the world. So I thank everyone that's been lifting my mom, because I see God working. I see her being able to eat. She has not been sick the past 2 days. Everything is staying down. She's eating food Amen. That she hasn't been able to. I know that's the hand of God, because we've been praying. Even my dad was staying up in the midnight hour praying for my mom. He was claiming the stripes that Jesus bore upon his back, and he said, God, he said, please, I claim those stripes on my wife. He said, please, let my wife eat. And they came in at 2 o'clock in the morning. When my dad was praying, they changed my mom's diet, and she ate that food. The following day, which was yesterday, they came in, and now she's on complete solid foods and can eat anything she wants. And I'm telling you something, with my mom's situation, that's nothing but the power of prayer and the mighty hand of God, and I glorify him in that. And I want to encourage people. And what Brian and Leah has been teaching on is so important, because right now, if I didn't have my breastplate and my shield, and if I didn't know the word of God and I didn't have the sword, you know, I could be falling apart, because my mom leans on me. What they're teaching is such truth. It's such power, because I know what to do to stand against the enemy. I know what to do when these things in life come. I'm not going to turn against God. I'm not going to give up, because God's always been faithful to me. And I think to what Jesus Christ himself endured when he took the cross upon his back for us. I know God is with me. I have felt his peace. He's been surrounded in the CNA my mom had as a devout man of God. He's brought an amazing chaplain into her life that's been praying with her every day. In every aspect I learn, even though there seems to be darkness, I see the light shining forth, and I give God the glory. And I thank you, and again, Brian and Leah, for the amazing job you do here on Reaching Out Radio. And again, I want to thank all the listeners for your love and your prayer and your support. And may God bless and keep everyone. I will keep everyone posted as we know more on my mom. But we're holding on, and we're considering this my mom's journey of faith, like God said. And I know she already has a victory. He's already worked it out, and I'm just going to keep on. And I thank people like Brian and Leah for being prayer warriors for me, because there's days when I go and what I've had to endure and see my mom go through, as much as I love her, I needed strength, and I know when I need prayer, and I know I could pick up the phone and say, hey, Brian and Leah, it's me again. Will you please pray for me? And they don't hesitate, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate you guys. You have a beautiful healing ministry, and I was telling my husband the other night, I said, God knew my mom, too, was going to go through this, and he knew I was going to need encouragement, and she was going to need encouragement. And that's what your ministry is all about, strength and encouragement. So I thank God he put you in my life, even in this season. And I just want you to know how much I love and appreciate you guys. You mean so much to me in my life.
Well, thank you.
And we're praying for you and your mom this morning. And we pray for safety and travel as you go back to the hospital. And praying for your dad as he's in for any test today as well. And we serve an awesome, awesome God. And it's what we like to say is that God is great, and he must be praised.
That's right.
Amen.
Gotta praise him in the,
yes,
praise
in the
him
valley.
In the good times and in the valleys. You bet.
And that's exactly what I was speaking out this morning. Before I go to the hospital, Because when I go forth, my mom truly does lean on me. She doesn't even like me to leave her side because she always tells people, she said, that one right there has got the light. She's got the faith. And I keep my mom focused on faith and focused on God. And
Amen.
I know how to reach my mom. She and I are very close. I thank God for such a wonderful mother and the relationship we have. I took her outside earlier, and we went for a walk, and there's this big, beautiful tree that her and I came upon. It just absolutely breathtaking, and we felt the presence of God, and we've seen his creation, and it was just like God was there with us. And I just see a new countenance on her, and even though she's going through, I'm proud of my mom, too, because she's being a warrior, and she's not giving up. She's trusting in God. She just wants to know what the hardest thing for her is. She wants to know what the next step is. And she's wanting to get things done so she can get on the road to recovery. And the waiting is the hardest thing. That's been the hardest thing on her. And I thank you again for your prayers, for praying for that with her, because she's been in the hospital since last Thursday. And then she endured all these trials beforehand. Actually, her head was in a trash can pretty much 24 hours a day because, and I know the hand of God, that's the other thing I want to share, that I'm going to go soon. But I know the hand of God was on my mom because my mom's esophagus was completely shut off. And the doctor said he did not know how that woman did not choke to death. There was nothing getting to my mother's. Where the tumor is, it shut everything off. And I know that's the hand of God. He kept my mom because my mom is going to be a testimony. And people are going to see God's glory. And they're going to know that it was the hand of God that brought her through this and that heals my mother. And that's what I'm standing in. I have peace in my spirit. It's like God has just showed up because I had a couple of days when you hear that word and that's your loved one and what I've seen. But God brought sweet peace to me, and he even gave word for it that I got her in my hands, and he told my mom, do not worry, my daughter, I have got you. And God has just brought peace to me and my mother. It's just getting this, we're just getting over the hurdles. Each day is one step closer to her healing is how I see it. And
Amen.
It does get exhausting going back and forth to the hospital trying to balance my home life, but God has given me the strength for that too, and I know it's through the power of prayer. But I love everybody. I thank everyone for listening to Be Encouraged with Brian and Leah Fouts. They always make me smile. Their word always uplifts me, and I knew I needed the word today, too, and it just reminds me that we do need to armor up, and the enemy is always there to kill, steal, and destroy, and he's going to come at us. But if we're armored up and we put our faith in God, there's power in the name of Jesus, and with our armor, he's not going to get through. He's going to know he's going to have to retreat because we have the power that lives in us. And God is almighty, and there is none greater than him. And that's why I always say I won't back down when he is backing me up.
That's right.
Amen. Well, we love you, so we're going to go and praying for you and your dad and the rest of your family and everyone that is standing in agreement with you and is standing in the gap with you, and that we know that our Father is there. So, Father, we just pray for safety and travel for Montel and for any other relatives and those people that are there. We pray for the doctors, the nurses, and those that are attending in attendance, Father, for her mother. And that, Father, we pray for supernatural healing right now because we know that by Jesus' stripes that we are healed. And that, Father, that we claim that blood of Jesus over this family today and this morning. We ask for a powerful, powerful supernatural healing to take place. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for the great job you do. I love all of our listeners, and we know that God loves you more. Keep listening here to Reaching Out Radio, where we're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And just keep going forth, knowing you are of great worth, created for a purpose and a plan. And as long as there's a breath in you, there is hope. You can repent, get your sins under the blood of Jesus, and accept him as your Savior in your life. Again, I just pray you have a blessed week ahead, and just keep on keeping because God's with you, and in our weakness, his strength will be made perfect.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thanks again, Brian and Lee. I'm going to go back and sit with my precious mom, and I will keep you posted as I have more information.
Sounds great. We love you. Thank you.
Tell her we've got her back.
All right. I know you do. She appreciates you too very much.
Amen to that.
Have a blessed
Bye.
Day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.